Welcome everybody, share number 1406 in the writing. It's share number 558. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachos of Kedima B'Brachos, priority in Brachos. The question is, what about liquids and solids? How do we work with that, liquids and solids, on shahakal? Right, I have a shahakal, liquids and solids. I have a piece of chocolate, I have a coffee. What do I do? Which one is first? How do I work it? And so on. Okay. So in reference to the subject of liquids and solids, if both items are the same bracha of shahakal, do we say that the solid takes precedence? In other words, do I have to make the bracha on the solid food first? Or could I make the bracha on the liquid? Maybe I like the coffee better, right? If the food is a whole complete item, okay, so first and foremost, if the food is a whole complete, the food item is a whole and complete, the liquid can be whole and complete, but the food item is a whole complete item, then we're going to say that would take priority. It's a good thing. I mean, Rabban brings down it's a good thing that it should take priority, preferably should take priority, but it is, as Aruch HaShulchan does say, better to make a bracha on foods over drinks when it's shahakal, but not everybody agrees with that. The Prima Gadim says not like that, but be it as it may, if it's a complete item, then there's definitely, one could say that one should, as much as possible, try and make the shahakal on the complete item. Again, you have a complete item, that's where you want to try and make the bracha, and the bracha would go, the shahakal will go on the drink also, as long as the drink is in front of them, or they have it in mind. Now, this would be even though they desire to drink more. They want to take the coffee first or whatever the case is. But a complete item is important to keep in mind that will come first. Now, if one is very thirsty and they're unable to eat, it's just hard for me to start eating. In other words, it's hard for me to eat the whole item, right? Due to the fact that I need a drink. I need whatever the drink is. I need a drink of juice or whatever. I'm thirsty. So could I take the drink of juice first? Yeah. So then one would be allowed to make a shakal on the drink and have in mind the food. Because of the fact there's outside factors, if you want to call it, which we have to talk about, outside factors which tell me I would be allowed to take the drink. I need a drink before I start eating because it's hard for me to eat. And my mouth is dry, whatever the case is. So one would be allowed to make the shahakal on the drink in that case, and they would be able to have in mind the food. One should always try to have the other item with the same bracha in mind when making the bracha in general. It's a very important thing to keep in mind as much as possible. Otherwise, you're running into various different questions in Hilchas Brachas. But in general, you're going to be eating two or three different items. Always try to have the other items in mind, assuming they're the same bracha. If they're not the same bracha, it's not going to help. Okay, so that's as far as that goes. So now, in the above case, one must make sure to have in mind the food when they make the shahakal on the drink, right? If you're making the drink, you make a shahakal on the drink, and you have in mind, you have to make sure to have in mind the food due to the fact that the food, which is complete, right? In case of time, especially when the food is complete, I have a complete food item, but I need a drink first because I'm very thirsty. It's hard for me to start eating without. So therefore, I'll take the drink. But be careful in that case, even more so, to have in mind the drink because of the fact that it's a little bit of a higher item. In other words, when you make the bracha on the drink, because I need the drink first, have in mind the food item because of the fact that it's a complete food item and it's a little bit of a higher level than the drink. So it's just to be careful to have in mind the drink I'm making the bracha on the drink because I need the drink, I'm thirsty. So therefore, just be careful to have in mind the food item, the complete food item, because of the fact that that's really preferably the bracha should be made on that. But since I'm thirsty, so I could take the drink, fine, no problem, but just make sure to have in mind the food. Now, if the food was not whole, then the item that the person usually prefers would take precedence. In other words, I have a broken piece of chocolate, right? And I have a coffee. So I have two items, not complete, let's say. The coffee, it's hard to say what's complete. But I have a broken piece of chocolate, right? So then you want to make the bracha on the item, whichever one you prefer more. Now, if you'll tell me that the person has no usual preference, the item that the person desires more at that moment would have priority. In other words, usually, yeah, whatever, I don't have any preference. Chocolate, the coffee, it's all the same. I could make a bracha on either one. So then we try and look at if it's possible that the one that they would desire more at the present time. In other words, right now I'm in the mood for more of a coffee, or maybe I'm in the mood for more of a chocolate. So whatever you desire at that moment, that would take priority, and that's what the bracha should be made on. So if one desires both of them equally, Kulina. I desired them both the same, and now I don't have any exact preference either way. If one desires them both equally, and the food is incomplete, then it's preferable to make the bracha of Shahakal on the food item. Again, we did say that the Aruch HaShulchan does say one should make it on the food item. So we want to try and, if it's possible, try and make it on the food item. So if one desires both, again, if you desire one more than the other, so then that's where you should make it on it. I desire to drink more. I want to take a drink of coffee first, so then fine, so make it on the coffee first, right? But if one desires both items equally, and the food is incomplete, right, and there's no real need to make it on the food, so then it's preferable to, if it's possible, to make the shahakal on the food item, and that would cover the drink too. Now, for example, if one has a glass of juice, just give me an example. If one has a glass of juice and they have an egg, which is cut in half, I have a piece of an egg or a egg that's cut in half, and I have a coffee, right? Or I have a piece of cheese together with the coffee. It's not whole. The egg is cut in half, not whole. The piece of cheese is not the whole. The coffee is the coffee and the juice is the juice. Then we're going to say whichever item, whether the drink or the food the person usually prefers would have priority. So if you always like the cheese better, make the bracha on the cheese. You always like the coffee better, make the bracha on the coffee. That would be fine. The bracha of shahakal should be made on that item. If the person has no usual preference, then the item that the person desires at that moment would take priority, like we said. Now, if one desires them both equally, it's preferable to make the bracha, if possible, of shahakal on the food item. To cover at least those places, can we say one should make it on the food item. Shahakal on the food item, over here being the cheese or the egg, and that will cover the coffee or the juice, whichever one it is. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha, kol tov.